Welcome to the deep dive. We're here to cut through the noise and get straight to the insights that, well, actually matter.
Glad to be here.
Today, we're diving into the world of AI. It's moving so fast, isn't it? Specifically, large language models, LLMs.
It really is. Hard to keep up sometimes.
And if you're building apps with AI, you know the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get, say, different LLMs to do different jobs in one app?
Right. Or how do you make sure they can pull in specific data? You know, yeah. Stuff that wasn't in their training.
Exactly. It's a real orchestration headache.
Yeah. Imagine needing one model that's great at understanding what a user means and then a totally different one to write a really nuanced reply.
Making them work together smoothly. That's the trick. Not just the separate parts.
That's the puzzle. Definitely.
And that puzzle is exactly what we're tackling in this deep dive. Because there's this tool that's popped up. LangChain.
Ah, yes, LangChain.
It's an open source framework, mm-hmm. basically for orchestrating these LLM applications, help solve these exact problems.
And it's available in Python and JavaScript, which is, you know, super helpful for devs.
So our mission today is to really get under the hood. What is LangChain? How did it get so big, so fast? What are its main pieces?
And crucially, how are people actually using it to build these next-gen AI apps?
Exactly. We want to make sense of it for you. Understand why it's become such a key piece of the puzzle.
And its rise was, well, pretty incredible. Harrison Chase launched it, what, October 2022?
Yeah, and by June 2023, not even a year later, it was the fastest growing open source project on GitHub ever.
That's meteoric. Now, maybe the initial hype train has cooled off a tiny bit.
Maybe slightly, but its usefulness, that's undeniable. It's clearly much more than just hype.
Agreed. It's proving its worth.
Okay. So let's dig in. The big question first. What is LangChain fundamentally? Why is it so important for anyone working with LLMs right now?
Right. So at its core, you can think of LangChain as like a universal translator and maybe a conductor for almost any LLM you can think of.
A conductor. I like that.
Yeah. It gives you this central place, a development environment where you can bring in different LLMs.
Okay.
But crucially, it also lets you connect them to outside data sources, you know, databases, documents, websites, and also weave them into other software workflows.
So it's not just about managing the models themselves.
Not at all. It's about connecting everything. And this isn't just like a convenience thing. It really opens up sophisticated AI development to more people.
How so?
By abstracting away a lot of the complexity. LangChain lets developers build and test out advanced LLM apps much, much faster.
Without getting totally lost in the weeds of how to connect model A to data source B.
Precisely. It handles a lot of that plumbing for you.
Okay, you used the word abstractions there. You said LangChain streamlines things using these abstractions. Mm-hmm. That sounds great, but a bit abstract itself.
Huh, fair point.
What does that actually mean for a developer day to day? Is it just writing less code or is it something deeper?
It's a bit of both, really. But the abstraction concept is key. Think about your thermostat at home. You set the temperature you want right, and it handles keeping your house warm or cool. You don't need to know about the wiring, the relays, the refrigerant.
Right. I definitely don't.
That's an abstraction. LangChain does something similar for LLM tasks. Its abstractions are like pre-packaged solutions for common steps you need when working with language models.
So things like feeding data in, getting a response out, maybe formatting it.
Exactly. Common steps, common concepts. It wraps them up. This means way less boilerplate code for doing complex NLP natural language processing tasks.
Ah, okay. So it packages up the complexity into these easier to use building blocks.
Yep. And that frees up the developer to focus on the actual goal of their application, the unique logic, not wrestling with the low-level integration stuff.
That makes a lot of sense, simplifying the complex bits so you can innovate on top. So what are these building blocks? What are the key components inside LangChain?
Okay, yeah, let's break it down. First off, there's the LLM module.
Right, the language models themselves.
Exactly. And the beauty here is that you can plug in almost any LLM. Usually you just need its API key.
So, like GPT-4 or Claude or maybe an open source one?
Precisely. LangChain has this LLM class that provides a standard, consistent way to talk to any of them. So a developer can easily choose OpenAI's GPT-4 or Meta's Llama 2 or maybe something else entirely.
Or even mix and match them in the same application.
Yes. You could use one model for one step and a different one for another step. That flexibility is really powerful.
Oh, wow. Okay. Being able to swap models easily or combine them. That's huge.
Yeah.
Are there things developers need to think about when choosing?
Oh, absolutely. The integration is easy, thanks to LangChain, but you still need to pick the right tool for the job, you know, based on the task, how sensitive the data is, cost, performance.
Makes sense. The framework makes it possible, but the strategic choice is still key.
Right. So once you have your model, you need to tell it what to do. That brings us to prompts and prompt templates.
The instructions for the LLM.
Exactly. And, you know, prompts are critical. LangChain's prompt template class helps formalize how you build these prompts.
What do you mean by formalize? Like making them reusable?
Yeah, partly reusable, but also structured. Instead of just hard coding a big string of text with instructions and the user's question inside your application code.
Which can get messy fast.
Very messy. The template lets you define a structure. It can include specific instructions like don't use jargon or reply in French.
Go ahead.
It can also hold examples to guide the LLM's response that's called few-shot prompting.
Giving it hints on how to answer.
Right. And you can even specify the output format you want, like JSON. This makes prompts much cleaner, more maintainable, and ensures consistency.
So we have the models, we have structured ways to prompt them, but you mentioned earlier the real power comes when they work together, maybe in sequence.
Exactly. That's where chains come in. They are, I'd say, the absolute core of LangChain.
The core workflow component.
Definitely. Chains are how you combine LLMs with other LLMs, data tools, APIs to build actual applications. You're essentially creating a sequence of function calls.
Like steps in a process.
Precisely. Instead of just one prompt and one response, you're building a pipeline. Think about an app that needs to, say, grab the text from a web page first.
Okay, step one.
Then maybe summarize that text. Step two.
Using an LLM.
Right. And then step three. Use that summary to answer a specific question the user asked.
Ah, I see. So the output of one step feeds into the next.
Exactly. That's a sequential chain. And what's really cool is that each step, each function in that chain can use different prompts, different settings, even a completely different LLM if needed.
Wow. That allows for some really tailored and sophisticated workflows.
Incredibly nuanced, yeah. It's like building an assembly line for thinking tasks.
Okay, that's powerful. But what about data? What if the LLM needs info that wasn't in its, you know, initial huge training data set, like my company's private documents or emails?
That's a super common need, right? For real world tasks, LLMs absolutely need access to specific, often private or very current external data.
Stuff they couldn't possibly know otherwise.
Exactly.
Yeah.
LangChain groups the tools for this under the umbrella term indexes, and there are a few key parts to make this work.
Okay, what are they?
First, you need to get the data in. That's where document loaders come in. They handle importing data from all sorts of places.
Like where?
Oh, loads of places. File storage like Dropbox, Google Drive, web content like scraping a site or getting YouTube transcripts, collaboration tools, maybe Airtable, databases, Pandas data frames, MongoDB, lots of options.
So step one is loading the data from wherever it lives.
Got it. Step two is making that data searchable and useful for the LLM, especially if it's, you know, a ton of unstructured text.
How do you make a giant pile of text searchable efficiently? This is where I've heard about vector databases.
You got it. Vector databases are key. They're different from your standard, like, SQL database with rows and columns.
Oh.
They work by turning data words, sentences, paragraphs, even images into numerical representations called vector embeddings.
Numbers that capture the meaning.
Exactly. They capture the semantic meaning. This lets the LLM find information based on similarity of meaning, not just exact keyword matches. It's way more powerful for understanding context.
Okay, that makes sense for finding relevant stuff quickly in a huge data set.
Yep. And to get the text ready for these vector databases, you often use text splitters.
What do they do? Just chop up the text?
Sort of, but intelligently. They break down large documents into smaller chunks. But crucially, they try to keep these chunks semantically meaningful.
So not just cutting off mid-sentence.
Right. You want coherent pieces. This makes it easier for the LLM to process the information and find the really relevant bits without getting, you know, overwhelmed by too much text at once.
Okay, so we load the data, we index it using vectors, we split it smartly. What about conversation history? LLMs are typically stateless, right? They forget the last thing you said.
That's a huge limitation for natural dialogue, yeah. By default, an LLM has no memory of the past conversation turns unless you manually feed the entire history back in with every single new message.
Which sounds really inefficient.
It can be, especially with long conversations. It uses up tokens, costs more, slows things down. LangChain offers simple ways to add memory to your chains.
How does that work?
Well, you have a few options built in. You can choose to keep the entire conversation history.
The straightforward way.
Or, more efficiently, you can set it up to automatically create and retain a summary of the conversation so far.
Ah, so it remembers the gist without needing every single word.
Exactly. That summary gets passed along, keeping the context but saving on those precious tokens. It helps maintain coherence in longer chats much more effectively.
That memory component sounds absolutely essential for building chatbots or assistants that actually feel conversational.
It really is. And then there's one more major piece we should talk about. Mm-hmm. Making the LLM not just talk, but actually do things, take actions.
Right. This is where agents come in.
Precisely. Agents are, I think, where things get really exciting. An agent uses an LLM not just to generate text, but as a kind of reasoning engine.
A reasoning engine. To do what?
To figure out what actions it needs to take and in what order to achieve a goal you give it. It essentially lets the LLM plan and execute tasks.
So it can decide, okay, first I need to search the web, then I need to use the calculator tool, then I need to query the database.
Exactly like that. When you set up an agent, you give it a list of available tools like a search engine, a calculator, Python interpreter, database access, whatever.
Okay.
You also give it the user's request, the prompt, and maybe some memory of past steps. The agent then uses the LLM's reasoning ability to decide which tool to use next, observe the result, and decide the next step until the task is done.
Wow. That's a significant step beyond just answering questions. It's actually performing tasks.
It's a big leap. So you can see how these components, LLMs, prompts, chains, indexes, memory, agents, all fit together.
Yeah, it paints a clear picture. How are people putting all this together in the real world? What are some solid, practical use cases you're seeing for LangChain?
Oh, loads. Chatbots, obviously, are a huge one. LangChain helps give them the right context, memory, and connects them into things like Slack or other messaging platforms using their APIs.
Makes sense. Building smarter, more integrated bots.
Then there's summarization. This is super useful. You can point an LLM at long documents, maybe complex research papers, meeting transcripts, even just your overflowing email inbox.
Then get the short version.
Exactly. Get a concise summary, pull out key points. A massive time saver.
I can definitely see that. I've spent way too long digging through papers for one specific finding. An LLM assistant doing that sounds amazing.
It really is. And related to that is question answering or Q&A.
How's that different from just asking a regular LLM?
It's about answering questions based on specific documents or knowledge bases you provide using those indexes we talked about.
Ah, so it's not just using its general training data, but answering based on my company's internal wiki, for example.
Precisely. It retrieves the relevant bits from your data and then formulates an answer so it can answer questions about things it wasn't originally trained on.
Very powerful for internal knowledge sharing or customer support based on specific manuals.
Definitely. Another interesting one is data augmentation.
Augmenting data. How does that work?
Well, sometimes in machine learning, you don't have enough training data. An LLM guided correctly can actually generate new synthetic data points that look very similar to your real data.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Creating fake data that's useful.
Yeah. If you have a small data set of, say, customer reviews, an LLM might be able to generate more examples that follow the same patterns, helping you train a better classification model, for instance.
Huh. That's a clever use case I hadn't thought of, using LLMs to help train other AI systems.
It's pretty neat. And finally, tying back to agents, virtual agents.
Taking action again.
Right. But think beyond just chatbots. LangChain's agent capabilities, combined with workflow tools, potentially using things like RPA, robotic process automation, allow an LLM to not just decide on steps, but actually perform them. Interacting with other software, filling out forms, triggering processes autonomously.
So truly automated task completion, driven by an LLM's reasoning.
That's the goal, moving from just talking about tasks to actually doing them.
Wow. It feels like we're moving incredibly fast here. LLM's doing our chores next. But maybe more realistically, are there other tools or frameworks that work closely with LangChain? Things people should know about?
Yeah, a couple are worth mentioning. There's LangServe.
LangServe, what's that for?
It basically helps you take the chains and applications you build with LangChain and easily deploy them as REST APIs.
Ah, so making them accessible as web services for other apps to call.
Exactly, makes integration much simpler. And then there's LangSmith.
LangSmith, sounds like observability.
You got it. LangSmith provides tools specifically for monitoring, evaluating, and debugging the applications you build with LangChain.
Which seems crucial if you're putting these things into production. You need to see what they're doing, why they sometimes fail.
Absolutely critical for development, testing, and keeping things running smoothly once they're live. Debugging LLM chains can be tricky, so LangChain is really valuable there.
Okay. So bringing this all together, LangChain, it's open source, it's free to use. It sounds like it's fundamentally about taming the complexity of building these powerful LLM applications.
That's a great way to put it. It abstracts away a lot of the difficult parts, provides these building blocks, and lets you connect all the different pieces, models, data, tools, memory, in a coherent way.
It makes the sophisticated stuff more accessible.
Definitely. And, you know, if you zoom out a bit, LangChain's ability to seamlessly weave together different LLMs, external data, memory, and this agentic ability to act. It doesn't just make building these apps easier.
What else does it do?
Well, I think it fundamentally changes what we can even expect these AI systems to know and do, how they integrate into our digital lives.
How so?
Think about it. When an AI can instantly draw on your specific documents, remember your past interactions, and intelligently decide to use external tools to accomplish multi-step tasks, what new capabilities does that unlock? What new superpowers might future AI applications have because of frameworks like this?
That's a really interesting thought to end on. It's not just about making current things easier, but enabling fundamentally new kinds of AI interactions and capabilities. Hmm. What superpowers will they have?
Exactly. What becomes possible when the AI knows your context and can act intelligently within it? It's something to ponder.